Now, picture this. You're in law school. You're about to listen to an hour-long lecture. So you break out your laptop and you begin typing away. The efficient use of technology sounds brilliant to most of us here at All Things Considered, especially since back in the day we worked our fingers to the bone, scratching out notes in pencil or pen or practically carving on stone tablets. All this clatter on the keyboards and all those other pings and beeps and sounds computers make are driving some professors crazy, and there's a growing movement to limit the use of laptops in college classrooms. Professor Daniel Coyne is on the line with me right now, and is all this noise driving you crazy?
Well, it's certainly a bit distracting.
Yeah, distracting indeed. Before we go on, I want to make sure we introduce Professor Coyne. He teaches at the Chicago Kent College of Law. And, Professor, tell me quickly, what do you teach?
Criminal law and criminal practice.
And you often face a classroom full of students who have their laptops in hand.
That's correct.
Well, what's the problem with that?
The difficulty would be that the students are often distracted by whatever they're doing on the laptop, and so often in a legal education setting, what's necessary is to have some discussion so you could do a little thought-provoking analysis. When you look up and you throw a position out to a student and you call upon the student and have them respond with the statement of, "I'm sorry, can you please ask that question again?" it tends to disrupt the flow.
And you're pretty much sure at that point that they weren't listening to you, that they were probably checking their email or doing something else on that laptop.
Well, especially in Chicago, you know, we just finished sort of a run-up to the playoffs with the Cubs. Every so often when I would say something, I would hear a collective gasp from the students. I know it wasn't for what I was saying so much as the Cubs going down the tubes once again.
So you suggested that they leave their laptops?
Yes.
In their book bags?
Yes.
And did they?
Some do and some don't. The ones that didn't tend to find themselves called upon more often than the ones that did.
Well, what about those students who really do rely on their laptop to take notes, who can type more legibly than they can write?
When I first came to the law school a couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to audit a class. And I found it interesting that I would observe things like, there's a woman planning her wedding. She was going through a variety of different sites to be able to find the best bands. I found people watching the ball games and people exchanging instant messages. I did not see that many people that were actually taking notes. In fact, several folks had their laptop open and then they had the traditional yellow legal pad and a pencil next to it.
Oh, so they were like watching something on their computer and actually taking notes by hand.
Separately, that's correct.
Is it possible that students who take notes by hand are actually more efficient or learn more or absorb more from the lecture?
Well, I don't really know. I haven't done any research on that. And in trying to understand the students' perspective, I've often looked back at my own academic experience in third grade with Sister Mary Greta, who caught me on any number of occasions reading a comic book behind a workbook. I'm not sure if that's really any different than what we've got today.
Thank you, Professor Coyne.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Professor Daniel Coyne teaches at the Chicago Kent College of Law.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.